Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Beshalach, it's Shabbos Shira. Rabbosai, Baruch Hashem, we all in our lives have tremendous things to sing praise to Hashem and to sing thanks to Hashem for. Klal Yisrael sing Shira when they witness and experience Kriyas Yamsuf. And each person in his own life has tremendous things in their life to sing praise to Hashem. As we say in Nishmas, every Shabbos, Ilufinu Malei Shira Kayam, if our lips were full of song like the sea, we couldn't even possibly begin to thank Hashem. Shira is about song and thanksgiving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want to share with you just one very quick, very, very quick, simple idea about this. If you look in the Torah, in the Shira this Shabbos, you'll see that the way the Shira is written in the Torah, it's written in column, with spaces in between. It's the only place in the entire Torah that's written like that. And other Shiras in the Torah that don't, the Shira of Hazinu is written two sides, there's a big hole in the middle. But here you have a few words, a space. A few words, a space. The Gemara actually calls it Ariach Agabi Levina. It's like a brick, and then a brick underneath, a brick on top. And there's spaces in between. And there are many, many explanations as to why that is. I want to share with you one idea, which is very, very powerful for our whole lives. I must listen carefully. What's a song? A song has words. A song has a tune. What's the secret ingredient of a song? Besides the tune, and besides the words, there is, listen carefully please, there is the emotion, the feeling that is supposed to be part of a song. A song without feeling is not so meaningful. Whatever the song is, you sing a Siman Tov Mazel Tov song, you sing it, in a lethargic way, it doesn't mean too much. You sing it with feeling, with emotion, with excitement. It's a whole different niggun. It's a whole different song. The Torah's Dafka wants us to write the Shira with spaces in between to show us that besides the lines themselves, there's the feeling and the emotion that exists between the lines. And that's not less important than the words itself. There's probably more space between the words than the words. You know why? Because the words speak. But besides the words, there's opportunity for a person to inject his own feelings, his own emotion. How do I feel about this? How does this make me feel about my experience, about my life, about my Avodas Hashem? The thank you is not just supposed to be thank you. In those words, thank you, there's so much more that goes into it. There's so much more that's felt behind it. I have to curb myself because I have to hear. Listen carefully. The Torah is called the Shira. At the end of the Sefer Devarim, it says, V'atah kisvu lachem es ha-shira hazos. The Torah is called the Shira. Even though there's lines and lines and lines, also between the lines in the Torah. Between the lines in the Torah is each person's opportunity to understand and to internalize what the Torah means. Rabbosai, we're not a religion about do's and don'ts. Now you put on tefillin, now you take off your tefillin, now you keep Shabbos, now you stop keeping Shabbos. It's not about that. It's about, where's my heart? It's about not just the lines and what the words say, but where's my emotional attachment and connection to Yiddishkeit? Song, Rabbosai, is about emotional attachment. The Torah being called the song also lends itself to this idea that it's not just about the words that we learn. It's not just the words of Torah we learn, but it's that those words should become part of our kishkas. It's the internalization of those words. It's when I daven, I don't just read words, but I inject emotion, feeling. I say thank you to Hashem, modim anachnu lach. There's right words say modim anachnu lach. That's true, but what beside that is thank you Hashem for all the kindness that you do for me. I can't even begin to express it properly. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to share with you Hashem. I feel so overwhelmed with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shira is. That's why there's spaces in between to understand, to remind us that yeah, there's more than what's written here is what's meant to be expressed here. Abosai, this is Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is about do's and don'ts, but it's much more about Rachmana Liba Bayi. Hashem wants a heart. Where's my heart? I have to do actions. It's true. I have to do mitzvos. I can't do averos. I have to do chesed. I have to learn Torah. But much more important than that is where am I? Am I in it? Am I connected? Am I trying to get more connected? Am I working on developing more of a connection to daven and daven? Am I working on getting more of a connection to the brachos that I make when I make brachos? Am I working on more to try to be a Baal Chesed, a real Baal Chesed, inside the Baal Chesed? That's what the spaces represent. The Shira has spaces because the gratitude has spaces. And the Torah has spaces because Again, it's not just Torah that you're supposed to be yes and no, but also that we're to internalize. Rabbi Osem, besides the lines, between the lines, I give us a bracha. Everybody should have much simcha in their lives. And when you have that simcha, you should express your gratitude to Hashem for the simchas that you have in your life. You should express the written words, the written script, and also the feeling. You should inject your feeling, your emotion. You should be thankful inside. Hashem, thank you for the kindness that you've done for me. We learn Torah Hashem, and we grow as over the Hashem. We should realize it's not just about do's and don'ts. It's about emotion and feeling. Shabbos Shira is coming up. Let's all take in the Shira. Let's all internalize the Shira. Let's all become people that are not just doing things by rote and doing things because that's what my father told me to do, that's my father did, my grandfather did that. No. I have my connection to it. I want to feel connected, not just to the lines, but to between the lines. I want to write my own script. My own script. Yeah. It's within the Torah, of course. But there's words I can put in. Yeah, I can put in my feelings, my emotions, my connection, my development, my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shvi Zoche, to enhance our connection, to strengthen our connection, to have simchas, to enjoy those simchas, to have lives full of song and shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amen.